103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. And once again, I have the lovely Terry Kitchen from TLK Realtors. She's an independent real estate agency. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sir.
And you don't sell all over the world, do you? I mean, I want to clear that up once again.
Well, we can. I mean, if they want to buy in the state of Michigan, yes. I don't care where you live. Just give us a call or hit us up on Facebook, or you can text me, whatever. But we'll sell to you. I don't care if you're in Europe. I don't care if you're in Africa. I don't care where you're at. We're here to sell real estate.
Okay, you have brought a guest today.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you introduce this guest, because from what I understand, you can introduce this person way better than I can introduce him, because I don't really know this brother.
All right.
But you know him very well.
Yes, I know him very well, my baby brother.
Look, you see how she said that? Yeah. Baby brother.
Well, let me professionally introduce James Kitchen. He is a professional real estate agent, so he is, yes, licensed, and he's a member of the Realtors Association. Uh-huh. Also, in addition to that, he is our property manager for TLK Realtors and JDH Properties. He also does some maintenance work, or he oversees contractors. He's currently obtaining his license for his general builder's license. Yeah, so he's almost finished with that. He has a lot of different things going on. He's an exceptional guy. He's a very, his work ethics are, I don't know, he has excellent, above par work ethics. He's always on time, if not ahead of time, because most of the things that needs to be done, we don't have to ask him to do it. So it's no other than the best bro, and he reminds us by putting on everybody password, whatever. I can't even tell you, because they're going to know our password. But he's an awesome brother, and this brother name is James Kitchen, and he will be leading on any of the property management questions that you guys have for him.
Okay, then. Right. Mr. James Kitchen.
Yes, sir.
That's a heck of an interview.
That's a wonderful introduction. Right, now I got to try to live up to it.
Live up to all of that.
All of that.
You do. You do every day.
So, property management. Yes. Tell us about it. What is it?
Property management. I not only manage our company properties. Mm-hmm. I have a couple clients that I manage outside of that, and I'm always accepting new clients. So basically, if you have a property that you rent out and you're sick of it,
mm-hmm.
you're tired of dealing with tenants, you're tired of dealing with just the whole headache of having a rental property and you don't want to sell it, that's where I step in and I manage that property for you. I collect the rent. I make sure everything is up to code and inspections and everything is done so that property is running smooth. You just sit back and collect your payment.
Oh, okay. Hey, maybe I need to get into that if it's that easy. Do you need a license for it?
You should be a licensed realtor to be in property management, but you don't have to, I don't believe.
They're changing it. They're changing so many different things. So it depends on who the company is, because if you are a management company, many of the companies these days, they are requiring that you become a licensed state of Michigan or whatever state you may be in. It varies company by company, but you can definitely practice managing properties without a license. But, you know, it depends on who you're working for.
So in property management, that means that if the toilet go out, you got to go in and fix it or find somebody to fix it. If they come in and say, hey, the door fell off the hinge, you got to run over there, put the door back in. Is that part of what you do, or is that a separate thing?
It's separate.
Okay.
But I would handle that. I wouldn't necessarily do the work unless, you know, I have the time to do the work. I am capable of doing it. But being property management, I would either call someone to repair it,
mm-hmm.
of course, at the property owner's expense. And it can be set up different ways. Usually, they give me an allowance of anything over $1,000, contact me.
Right.
Or, you know, so.
Like if a water heater go out.
Yes.
Or a furnace go out.
Yes.
Now we need to have a conversation.
We got to have a conversation.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yes. All right.
We have
right.
to have a conversation because that's going to be a great expense.
Yeah, especially when it goes out. If it goes out in the wintertime and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and it's a Saturday. Yeah, you got to wait till Monday. You know,
wait till Monday.
Yeah.
Or if, you know.
If you can even get it in that quick.
You can get it in that quick.
Right. So I get that. Real estate. Tell us about you doing real estate. No, not the sister, you, brother. She said you were a licensed.
I am a licensed.
Realtor.
Realtor, yes. I've been licensed since 2020. I enjoy it. I mean, part of me getting this was to do property management. Because I did want to venture out and manage other properties. But also, I enjoy selling homes as well, looking for properties for people and listing homes for people. I enjoy it.
Oh, okay. Now, your lovely sister said you was going to be doing all the talking, so that's why I keep talking to you.
Right.
And I keep avoiding her.
All right.
Okay? I'm trying to avoid her.
If you need me, I'm here. You know, I got you.
I'm trying to avoid your sister now, because she can be dangerous on the mic.
Oh, definitely.
Last time, when we did our first interview, she was very dangerous with me, man.
Okay.
I thought I was a brother or something, you know. I thought I was a little brother getting beat up, you know what I'm saying?
Big Rob, come on.
So if people, you know, if they have property out there and they need somebody to manage it that is in the business of property management, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can give me a call either at the office or at 231-740-1034.
Mm-hmm.
Office phone number is 231-375-8770. They can give me a call. I can sit down and talk to them about the services I provide.
Okay.
And like I said, it's different for each property for individuals that I work for. As far as, like I said, about the limits that I can do repairs before I have to contact them and, you know, and how they want to be compensated from rent. And, you know, it's different avenues you can take with it. But I come in and I relieve that headache of getting that phone call at 3 a.m. that the furnace is out.
Right. You know? Right. Okay.
And you just had, you could share the experience you just had with one of the units. The furnace went out and you provided space heaters.
Space heaters.
Temporary until the guy was.
Until we can get it fixed or replaced.
And then you had the drain
incident,
and you said if you find that the tenants are constantly putting the same thing, then the expense become theirs. But if it's something that,
like tree roots or something, then we would incur that cost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anything done maliciously and or even, you know, accidentally, but you should know better.
Yeah,
that goes to the cost of the tenant.
Oh, I agree with you.
It goes to the cost of the tenant.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. How many properties do you manage at this time?
At this time, I'm close to, 40?
Yes.
40 properties?
Yeah. Wow, I know your phone be hopping.
Mm-hmm.
I know your phone. You can't turn your phone off. Your phone can't go dead.
No, I'm like,
you have to be plugged in.
I'm like Kevin Gates. I got two phones, one for the tenant. Hey.
And one for your sister.
And one for my sister.
This is the sister hotline.
Yeah.
She calling me and I got to answer this.
I have to answer. Yes, 911.
Well, yeah. Terry, thank you for bringing your brother by.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing him with us. Again, if they need a property manager.
Yes, give me
who
a
is
call.
Real estate, am I saying a licensed?
Yes.
Am I saying that correctly?
You are.
Okay, well, let's turn to your big sister and make sure we're saying this.
Are we saying this correctly? What? That you're licensed?
License.
Yeah,
he's
real estate licensed.
Yes. Or you could say a real estate salesperson, but he's licensed in the state of Michigan. And we need to, just for the knowledge of the listening audience, is that when we say realtor, first of all, it's just two, the consonant is real. realtor, not realtor, but it's realtor, and that's an association. It's like you paying dues to a union if you work for a company or something. So that's the place we pay dues to participate in some of the services they provide and for protection. But the licensing is through the state of Michigan. So if they say I'm a real estate sales agent, that's just legally your license in the state of Michigan to sell. And that doesn't mean you're a realtor. So just a little bit of education.
Okay, which one are you?
Both. That's what makes it special. Right. You get it all from us. You get the knowledge. You know, you get the licensing. You know, you're insured. We got it going on here. So, you know, we want to take care of you. We're in the community. We're in your neck of the woods. We're in your backyard. And we just want you to support us.
Yeah, so if you want to list a property, you want to buy a property, you can give me a call.
Okay.
James Kitchen.
Now, tell them again, how can they get a hold of you? If there's somebody out there listening, it's like, you know, hey, man, look, I'm tired of this property over here on whatever street.
You really want to know?
But can't nobody see that but you.
Just go on social media. But okay, I raised my hand, but I'm going to tell y'all, if you're on social media, I bet you it's green right now. Facebook, LinkedIn, what's the other ones? Twitter.
Snapchat, all that.
Instagram, TikTok dancing, whatever. These young folks, I tell you, he is my baby brother. So,
if they want to get a hold of you to manage property, again, tell them, how can they get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 231-740-1034. And just give me a call, leave a message, and I'll get back with you.
Okay, then. Well, that was Terry Kitchen, the lovely Terry Kitchen, and her baby brother, as she so graciously put it, from TLK Realties. Realtors, give them TLK Realtors number.
Oh, 231-375-8779. And if you need info, we're info, at tlkrealtors.com. And thank you for having us. It's always our pleasure. We appreciate you guys.
I don't mind you. You keep the knowledge coming, and then you bring in fascinating people like your baby brother.
Yes.
You know? Yes. All right, y'all. We're going to get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.